The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at cooperadio.org.
Yesterday, we attended the rally of 250 to 300 people in memory of a man that was shot by police on January 5th outside of Grace Mansion at the corner of Princess and East Hastings Street. The group rallied at Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users offices, VANDU, which organized the march for one of their members and a beloved member of the community who has not yet been officially identified by police but is known to the community members who named him at the rally. Here are some clips from the rally held at the site of where the man was shot at least five times by Vancouver police officers, despite the fact that he was wearing no clothes and in an obvious mental health distress. And a disclaimer to our early morning listeners, there is some strong language used in these speeches, and many of the eyewitness details from the man's neighbors and friends are deeply disturbing.
Chester Libido did not need to die the violent death that he did.
Right.
When you see someone in distress, don't judge them. If it's beyond the tools that you have, call for help.
Yeah.
Go, buddy.
We protect us. It's been proven time and time again that this policing policy, policing, see the similarity?
Yeah.
They're not here for us. They're here to be an overseer officer. So we should not fear the uniform, but to do otherwise leaves us in a harmful position. I myself have called for a well check and they want to certify you and label you some kind of way to keep you down. We are idle no more. We, the people of Turtle Island, are still here. We've always been here and we're gonna be here in perpetuity. Get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without sounding arrogant, thank you all who have the courage to stand against this corrupt, racist, patriarchal regime.
Yeah.
Your word is your wand, your voice is your weapon. Shoot those bullets.
On behalf of Grace Mansion, for all the people that live there, including myself, that we endured that night, that morning, I should say, with Chester, it was devastating, just devastating. The people across the street were antagonizing that man on, and he lost it. He threw the stuff out the window that's above me. I'm above him. And yeah, it was just a horrifying way of somebody to die. At the same time, mental health has failed us. The drug society is just unbelievable. They're killing all our people. Nobody's there to help as much as they should be helping. And as far as Vancouver cops, that lady cop, she gave him so many warnings because I was first hand on. And then he charged at her. Yes, she shot him. I don't go against her, I go against the other cop that shot him more times when he didn't have to. Yeah. He should have not have had to die like that. When they went to resuscitate, their hands went through his chest. So, you know, the mentality of what happened was absolutely devastating. And as far as the stuff that happened in Grace Mansion, the doors were all chopped, there's blood everywhere, you know. It was a very, very disturbing morning. So on the facts are that the antagonizing of other people, mental health, and our addictions, God rest his soul. At least he doesn't have to put up with no more addiction, no more mental health, no more COVID, and no more of anything of abuse from any cop. Amen to him.
Amen. Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks, folks. My name's Meenakshi. I'm just going to very briefly speak. Obviously, there's a lot of attention on police violence, police murders. It's long overdue attention. It's 500 years overdue, frankly, in this part of the world. I think that there's a lot that you can do after today. You can go, you can, you know, organize with your friends, talk to your family, talk to your loved ones, talk to everyone about how violent and dangerous the police are. People don't believe it. They think they have like this TV version. But I think today is really about taking a moment and holding space for the folks here in this community and beyond who knew Chester. You know, that's why we're here, just to really emphasize that this is about justice for Chester. You know, we're angry, we're upset. Folks have to hold way too many memorials, like multiple times a week. This is wrong. There's so many things that we can be doing better. But in this moment, I just really want to recognize that Chester was more than what we saw on global news. He was more than the last 30 seconds of his life, the last 5 minutes of his life, the last days of his life, where he was obviously failed by multiple systems over and over and over. You don't end up getting shot by the police because you've been served by the services that you're told are existing to protect you. But I know that there are folks here in the crowd who knew him, who loved him, who worked alongside him, who called him a friend. And I just want to, you know, recognize that this is a heavy, heavy day and recognize the grief that so many people are holding. We obviously need to get up and keep fighting, and our words are our weapons. But today, let's just remember that this is about justice for Chester. Thank you. Justice for Chester!
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 Justice for the
dead on his side! We at Bandu would like to thank all of you for coming today. We would like to thank the Downtown Eastside community for working day and night, walking up and down these streets to talk to their neighbors, to investigate this murder, to help identify this man. We thank you, and we thank Pivot Legal Society for helping us all the way. Folks,
justice for Chester!
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 I said earlier that we have a long fight ahead of us to make sure not one more person dies. I beg you, look at each other. Look at each other. We are here together for a reason. We were asked at Bandu, why did we investigate this murder? Why did we organize this vigil? The answer is simple. We love each other. We may be poor, we may be drug users, we may hurt each other sometimes, we hurt ourselves far too often, but we love each other, is that right? And that is why we fight. We have fought for 20 more, some years, and we'll fight for 20 more. So I ask you one more time, how do we fight? We organize! We do what we do best here in Downtown Eastside! We organize! And as Bud Osborne, the poet laureate of Downtown Eastside, once instructed us, we organize person by person, square foot by square foot, room by room, building by building, block by block. Today, we mourn, but you can bet your ass we'll be out there tomorrow morning organizing. Is that right? Yeah. I have one last thing to say. That's a good one. Well, one more thing to say. His name was Chester. He was 37 years old. He was a Filipino man. He was a user. He was a worker. He was a resident of the Downtown East Side. He was a human being.
He was one of us.
He was one of us. He had friends and family. He had a mother who he called. He had a mother who he called more often than I do, actually, I'm sure. He called them last on New Year's Day. And I am certain he loved.
Thanks, guys. Okay, Vandu, it's customary that we do a moment of silence. This moment of silence is strictly for Chester, because he deserves it the most. Can you all take your hats off? I'd like to do a moment of silence for Chester, who died needlessly because of the hands of VPD, because they thought they knew what was right. I want to acknowledge the family who are perhaps somewhere present, and speak to my ancestors and to all those that have already traveled to the other side, and some of those at the hands of these very ones that have included Chester in this. And yeah, there are many. Many thousands of indigenous women, and definitely many thousands of indigenous men. And all of the peoples of color, all of the peoples who are poor, all of the peoples who are residents in this community. Yeah, so my ancestors, I ask you to watch for Chester coming along. Hold up your hands and welcome him. Welcome him in. Welcome him into those that are now ancestors. And for all of us that have known Chester, yeah, these are the ones that you want to come and be with these ones. And Chester, you helped them out, eh? You'll have your time as you've made this travel, and I send you gratefulness and thankfulness from all of this community to say thanks for your life. And it is sad. It is a sad situation for a young man, a very young man who should have lived into being an old man, to being an uncle, to being a grandpa, and to being an elder in this community, and was taken so young in life. I didn't know Chester myself, but I do know the Grace Mansion here. And my cousin, too, lived here. And I do consider this part of the downtown east side, whoever draws out plans and on. Yeah, the mansion and the Union Gospel Mission are here within the area of the downtown east side. And that makes him my neighbor. And anyone who's here, you are my neighbor. And so I've always wanted to be in a place. I've always wanted to be in a place and in a community where I get to care for, and I know that my neighbors care for me. And so Chester has been one of my neighbors. And so I send you on your way to my ancestors and to your ancestors, Chester. And yeah, celebrate, because no longer is Chester that Chester, our neighbor, is feeling the pains and the hurts that we know these pains and these hurts and the complications and difficulties of life that we live with. You and me, we as neighbors. And so, Chester, thank you for gathering us here.
Thank you, Chester.
And thank you for the life that you've led, and that your day had ended here at your front door. And I have to say to those that are in those uniforms, that I know it's a tough job that you do, but I cannot imagine for what reason. I cannot imagine for what reason at all that it would take 5 bullets to stop a young man.
No clothing.
So I just, I just have to say, I don't know how this happens. I recently had someone send me some information that 237 of my neighbors, 237 of the neighbors that are here in this community and perhaps the larger community of Vancouver, 237 have been taken down by these same uniformed peoples since 2012. And the information went on to tell me that only four of the uniformed people, persons, those in uniform, only four have ever gone to court or been let go of from the police force. I know one thing that I always say about who keeps us safe. We keep us safe. I always say this and I always ask, who keeps us safe? We keep us safe. And again, who keeps us safe?
We
keep us safe. And so I ask you, my neighbors, my community, and many friends, I see many faces I'm very familiar with, and know that we are all out here caring, we are all loving, and we all are helping people. And so I say to you, who keeps us safe?
We
keep us safe. So, we weren't here for you, Chester. But I know that you'll be watching on. And I hope you have good travels. And don't forget us. I know that you're not far. Thanks very much to the family. Thank you all, the community, for being here, being present. And having spoke to my ancestors and called them in my language, I ask them that they receive Chester and bring Chester to his ancestors. And that, that we can all carry Chester along in our travels and in our days. That this doesn't happen to anyone else in our community, because we are loving and we are caring, and because we do look after each other, and we keep us safe.
So just quickly before we go, as you may have seen, folks are leaving tobacco offerings here. We're gonna have a couple of minutes where folks can leave an offering for Chester, and with the help of Veronica, we'll dispose of them afterwards appropriately. But, you know, if you have tobacco, if you have medicine, if you have food, if you have something that you want to leave here for him, please feel free to come forward and do that.
Thank you, everybody.
And those were excerpts from a rally held on Tuesday in the downtown East Side, which marked from the organizers' offices of the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users down to the spot where Chester Lavini was killed by police. The 37-year-old man has not yet been officially identified by authorities, but is known to community members who mourned his loss and say that he was in mental distress on that day and that the police should have responded differently than shooting a naked man with an alleged blade in his hand. Vandu says it's conducting its own evidence-gathering and investigation into Chester's shooting and is asking anyone with information about what happened on January 5th to contact them at tips@vandu.org.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.